Okay, so here's the thing. The fit comes from the fact that I work at a pool, like I'm a lifeguard, and there was this group of dudes that came in one day, like, I don't know, older teenage dudes, like that sort of age where it's like 17, but they could be like 21.
Oh god, yes.
You know, that sort of age, whatever. And there's this dude.
Obnoxious age, yes.
Yes, yes. Though they aren't bad. Oh, just don't get me started on obnoxious, like, teenage boys.
Oh god. Anyway,
so this group. So there's this dude, and I keep looking at him going, wow, you kind of look like Stiles Stilinski. Like, like, it's not like an exact match. Like, if you actually look at him up close, probably not. But he had the same sort of haircut, and, you know, from across the pool deck, he looked sort of similar. And then he was standing on the diving board and yelled, Derek! And I was like, what? And was super sad because I think he does have a friend named Derek, but, like, total redhead and not at all like Derek.
Aww.
I know, devastation. But, anyway, they came back, like, Monday or something, and I just kept looking at him because I was like, dude, you know, Styles lookalike is back at the pool, and he has a tattoo on his shoulder, and I mean, it was it was not a great tattoo. It was like this eagle or something. I don't know, it was tacky, but he had a tattoo, which made me think Styles, tattooed Styles, right?
Yeah.
So as a basis for this fic, what you have to understand about the background world building is that Styles' dad has tattoos.
Okay.
Because Styles is under 18 and therefore cannot get tattoos legally without his dad's permission.
Yes.
And I believe that Styles probably wouldn't push it for something like a tattoo unless it was a tattoo that would save his life mystically.
Yes.
You know, but
or was about his mom.
Well,
I think the sheriff would let him if it was about his mom.
Here's the thing. So, yes. His dad, all like the sheriff back in his younger days, and even maybe now, like, he does the tattoo thing. You never see it because it's all, like, above the wrist. And because
he's a professional.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's a professional. But he's, like, totally got a full sleeve and possibly, like, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's got lots of tattoos.
Yes.
And after Styles' mom dies, which I'm not sure actually when that happens. Like, I don't think they ever say in canon.
I think there was, like, an online, like, game thing, and or maybe it was established in the book. Like, I think he's supposed to be, like, 8 or 10,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Like, old enough to know, like, that it's terrible, and not quite old enough to actually, like, get to know his mom.
Okay.
For extra pathos!
Oh. But in any case, at that point, he can't get a tattoo, right? But when he turns 15, his dad is like, okay, you're old enough. We are going to get matching tattoos of your mom's name.
Oh, Lord.
As a thing, right?
Oh,
like on her birthday or something. This is what they do. And so Styles gets it. You can see C, diagram A. the middle picture. If you can see my terrible writing. He gets it sort of on the shoulder. Like,
yes.
Just below the collar line, and it's written. Like, that's all that he gets.
Yes, I see it.
Is his mom's name, and I have just written mother there, but whatever,
because
I don't actually know her name. But anyway, it's just written in nice whatever, and it matches his dad's, which I don't know if his dad gets it in the same spot or whatever, but like the font matches and whatever. And so Scott knows he has this one because he got it at like 15, right? So Scott, everybody at the school, like on the lacrosse team and whatever, everybody knows that Styles has this tattoo, right? It's like sappy and whatever. Nobody cares.
Doesn't actually add to his coolness points.
No, doesn't. I mean, it's his mom's name.
Yeah.
Of course. And his dad took him to get it. Like, dude.
Yeah, fair points. No coolness points here.
And then, like, a couple months before, like maybe when he turns 16, as his birthday gift, his dad is like, well, okay, you know, I will pay for you to get another tattoo. And Styles, being who he is like, okay, I want to get your name.
Of course.
So, and so he gets it tattooed like on the inside, sort of on his inner forearm. I think you can see it also on the picture.
Ow.
And right down, right near the wrist, there's a sheriff's badge.
Sheriff?
Yes, it says sheriff.
Yes.
And it has a sheriff's badge at the bottom, right? for extra.
Yes. I'll take your word for it.
No.
It's glorious. It's glorious. Keep
going. Yeah, the picture is more for orientation of things. Yes. I will describe to you what the tattoos look like.
Yes. But it is glorious. Keep
going. Yeah. Anyway, there's a sheriff's badge, which actually, if you think about it, makes the whole his dad getting fired thing so much worse.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God. Because it's like his dad's identity. Oh, God. That's like, literally in him. Oh, God. Okay. Keep going.
So, anyway. Yes. So, he wears, it's like all bandaged up. And then he starts wearing a wrap, I think, on it. Like for practice or something to keep it from rubbing or I don't know. Yeah, for some reason he wears a wrap on his arm and he just like never takes the wrap off when he's around people. So Scott doesn't, maybe Scott knows about that one, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Like just like nobody really knows that he's got his dad's name tattooed. And then I would say like either the day of the first episode of season one, or the day before, he goes and gets, like, he's saved up enough money or whatever, right? Tattoos are actually really expensive. But if you look at the size of their houses and the kind of phones they have, I'm not actually convinced that any of them are harshing for money anyway.
Yeah.
But in any case, he, like, for some reason decides, I am going to go out and get this. Maybe, like, it hasn't been that long since he got his dad's name tattooed on his forearm. And he's like, well, this is a thing I really enjoy doing. And his dad is like, kudos or something. Blanket permission. That sort of thing. And so he gets Scott's name, because names are a thing for him now. Tattooing the people who he loves into his flesh. On, like, the inner, like, almost just right under the armpit. You can probably see it again.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. And just the name. And underneath there so that, like, nobody will see it because, dude, it's his best friend's name.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking coolness points here.
Yeah. Losing cool points, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Losing but, cool like, points for this tattoo.
But, aw, poor Styles. Yes.
But,
yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's very important that this happens, like, the day before canon starts or the day of the first episode. Because Scott is turned into a werewolf. But Styles has a fresh tattoo, so Scott's first, like, scenting of him or whatever, like, the way Styles smells when Scott first smells him is with a fresh tattoo.
I literally have my jaw open in, like, amazement and glee at this mental image. You go on.
So, like possibly, I don't know if there's, like, a little blood, but basically fresh ink is part of Styles' scent to Scott.
Oh, God.
Because this is the thing. And this is where we, like, because I want this, like, a bunch of it to be secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody knows that, and, like, as soon as Scott's name heals, like, basically as soon as possible after getting that tattoo, after this whole Scott werewolf thing, he's like, dude, he goes back and gets a backing put around the name, and it's a wolf howling. Like, it's like an awesome, awesome, like, whatever, with a background and kind of flowy and whatever. And on his back, like, on his shoulder, like, the wolf wraps around because it's underneath his arm, right?
So it wraps
around, and he gets, like, the wolf is howling at the moon on one shoulder. Okay. On his back.
Okay.
So the rest of the back tattoo isn't there right now. It's just the one shoulder. And then in various orders, which I will explain, he gets the rest of his sleeve, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets, like, a lacrosse stick tattooed on and a crossbow, and
of course,
well, here's the thing, every person that's important to him and important to the pack, actually, like, eventually gets their name on his arm. So Alice, like, most of them after Scott, he starts, like, hiding it better. because seriously, like, really, that's not
cool.
So, like, the crossbow, where on the crossbow, like, it would have, like, a brand name or whatever on the hilt there, it's Allison's name instead of the brand name.
Cool.
Like, it's, you know, like, and it's a picture of a crossbow, so instead of that, And there's a big tree, and that's actually a mountain ash tree. Like, that happens after he figures out, like, what mountain ash is, and he goes and looks it up and looks up what I haven't looked it up, so whatever. Maybe it's not a tree, maybe it's a bush.
I think it is a tree. Damn. Anyway, yeah.
As long as it's a tree.
Yeah, so who's that for?
In, like, just peeking around the edge of it, if you can see on the, like, on the inverse of the arm, after the little arrow, peeking around the edge of it is Lydia, like, it's carved into the bark in a heart. You know how people like carve into trees like heart with
like in a heart, really Styles.
Seriously, I really, really wanted Styles to have like her name in super fancy lettering somewhere on his skin. You really don't think Styles would do that? Really? Oh, are we watching the same show?
Yeah.
And listen, it's hidden, like it's peeking around the edge. And it looks like it's been carved into the tree.
Yes.
That's pretty subtle for Styles.
Like it's carved into his heart. Oh,
exactly.
God.
Listen, I could have put it directly over his heart. That was
be a little much, even for Styles.
Yes. And like the lacrosse stick eventually gets, instead of a team name, like the lacrosse stick is there from, like it's on the back of his forearm. And it's been there for a while, but he does eventually get Isaac's name tattooed where the team name would be.
Okay.
And then at some point he gets a bluebell tattooed or some sort of flower tattooed behind his mother's name, like his mother's favorite flower. Mm-hmm. Tattooed behind her name, because all the others have like awesome whatever, like
pictures
and stuff. So he gets that. He gets a Jeep tattooed on, because I mean his Jeep, come on.
And
that's sort of on the inside of his forearm, sort of behind his dad's name. And inside the rim of one of the wheels is Jackson's name.
Okay.
And on the inside of his elbow, like in all of that tender skin on the inside there.
Yeah, ow.
He gets like, and again, most of these he gets, except for I think the crossbow, most of them he gets tattooed on without anybody's name in them, except for, and the mountain ash will be tattooed on right with Lydia's name in it, because of course.
Yes.
He at some point gets a prescription pill bottle with a prescription for Adderall on it. On the inside of his elbow, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when the whole pack name thing starts to become a thing, he puts Erica's name on the prescription.
Oh, God.
Well, because, like, pills.
Yeah.
Medication.
Yeah. And, like, and this whole thing about, like, how the, like, the, I was about to say vampirism. No.
Werewolf.
Lycanthropy is, like, about like her leaving that behind, but she can't really leave it behind, like it's still part of her.
Yes.
Okay, keep going. So I have all these feels.
Okay, so the only people I have a place for Derek, but that comes later. The only person that I can't figure out where to put is Boyd. I can't figure out a thought or a place for Boyd. Like I can't figure out a thing for him to.
Yeah, and the show hasn't really given us one.
Exactly. Like, I was thinking maybe an apple, because they have the whole lunch thing going on, but I don't know. Giant question mark about Boyd. Boyd is in there somewhere, though.
Yes.
And you will notice on the reverse of the arm that the crossbow is shooting an arrow at the wolf that is howling.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And it's all, like, swirly and whatever. Like, I mean, it's really good. Like, my art isn't great, but, you know, it would all look spectacular.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So, nobody knows. That's the key thing. He gets this whole sleeve built up through, like, the first two seasons and maybe, like, season three. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Like, but he gets this sleeve built up and nobody knows that he has it.
Because
every werewolf he meets smells him with the tattoos already on. And considering the amount of ink this thing would use and the amount of time, like, he probably always has fresh ink, honestly. Right?
So there's just, like, never, like, a time when he doesn't have it for them to, like, notice that there's a difference.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And because he started with the rap thing when it came, like, maybe, okay, maybe Scott does know about the sheriff's name. And he knows that he's rapping, like, that he started rapping because, dude, you got your dad's name tattooed on your arm.
Yeah.
Right? So, and so he just starts rapping, like, all the way from his shoulder down. And it's just something that he always does. Like, nobody ever sees him without his shirt. He's, I'm not sure he yeah. ever is without his shirt in the show.
No, it's been, like, a running joke that, like, okay. at some point during season three, he'll start taking his shirt off and, like, somebody will open a door or something and they're, like, planning on obnoxiously teasing us with, like, not showing Styles. Yes. In opposition to everyone else on the show. Yes.
But in any case, so nobody ever sees him with his shirt off. Like, he never takes it off. He's never, you know, whatever, right?
Right.
So, at this point, all he has is a sleeve. There's nothing on his back or anything.
Okay.
Except for the one moon symbol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one phase of the moon. And then, like, I mean, whatever. The pack is the pack and whatever. And he gets injured. Like, specifically his arm get, like, anyway, he gets injured, right?
Right.
And so they take off his shirt and they're like, what bandages? And Scott's like, he has some, like, an embarrassing tattoo or something that his dad allowed him to get. And they're like, well, he was injured, like, we have to take it off, right? And they unwrap it and it's like, yeah. Like, stunned, shocked silence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
of like, oh, we didn't know that, like, you cared this much, that it was this important to you.
Oh, I was thinking, like, it was like, wow, hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, because most of the names are really well hidden. Like, they're really stylized, so you wouldn't realize it, that there are names there. Like, you would only realize that if you stared at it for a while. Except for Scott and his mom and his dad.
Right.
Other than those, like, all the names are really, sort of, really well worked in. Like,
tucked away
in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they'd be just, like, Styles. You have a whole bunch of, like, tattoos, some of which are maybe, I can see how, like, they would think that the crossbow, like, making that connection to Allison isn't hard. But otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, wow, mountain ash, tree, you know, if somebody recognizes that, that sort of thing. But basically, it's not until people stare at it for a while that they realize that all of their names are in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's this, like, stunned, shocked silence and this, like, wow, hardcore-ness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Styles, you're actually kind of hardcore, right? And Styles like, dude, I knew that. Except
now
I think
he believes me. I've been hardcore this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Except I think he's unconscious during this.
No, probably.
But in any case, so there's
otherwise he'd be like all embarrassed, like wrapping it up, being like, guys, no, what'd you have to do that? Like, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Yes.
No, no, no. That's good. That's good. You're allowed to contribute. In any case, and then stuff happens. I'm sure stuff would happen. This is where I fail as an actual writer, because I'm like, stuff happens. Let's go to the next interesting thing. The next interesting thing is, for some reason, Styles has, like, sleeping, passed out or something without a shirt on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, now he doesn't always have to cover it up, because they know about his embarrassing tattoo thing.
Yes.
Right? And so he falls asleep. And somebody, probably Scott, comes up with a bunch of washable markers.
Uh-oh.
And he, like, falls asleep on his front or something, and they just totally go at his back. Like, the entire pack goes at his back with, like, washable markers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, maybe by this point he's gotten the phases of the moon over his back, because that's just a really cool thing to have.
Yes.
You know, like, he's done that already, but yeah, somebody in the middle, in the pack, somebody who's a good, really good artist, right? I don't know which one that would be.
Boyd, maybe, actually.
Yeah, not Derek, though.
It
can't be Derek. Yeah, maybe Boyd, I don't know. But in any case, whoever it is that's a really good artist draws the wolfsbane down his spine. And it's, like, super detailed and really incredible, right?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is, like, you know, terrible things. And I'm sure somebody
There's a penis in there somewhere.
Yeah, Jackson draws a dick somewhere.
Yep.
You know, like, you know, the rest of it is not great. They're basically making fun of him. It's like, ooh, tattoos! And of course they snap photos.
Of course.
Styles wakes up and there's all, you know, whatever, and he gets angry. And then he looks at the photos and is like, that will spin. I want that. Gimme the photo. You know? And then takes it in and is like, this is what I want. And so he gets Wolfsbane, and he doesn't get the backing until a little later. Like, I think the Wolfsbane would be one thing, and then the backing would be another. And the backing is, you know, like a nice starry, like, night sky with moonlight coming down from the full moon that's right above it.
Oh my god.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, somewhere along the line, I don't know whether it's happened already at this point or later, but he and Derek get together. Again, stuff happens. I don't know. But what is of interest to us is the fact that that every time they're like falling asleep together, or they're randomly like lying down together or whatever, like they're intimate and touching, Derek always draws the Triskelion?
Triskelion.
Whatever. Always draws it, like, just with his fingers, like, traces it on Styles' back. And just, like, traces it, like, every time. Just, like, you know, it's like an absent thing. He's not doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah.
So, Styles, like, maybe for Derek's birthday or something, like, he finds out when it is. And is like, dude, best birthday present ever. Because, I don't know, maybe Derek really likes to, like, lick his tattoos or something.
I am literally seal clapping.
He goes out and gets the Triskelion, or Triskelly, or whatever, gets it tattooed, like, tramp stamp style. Like, not that style, but, you know, like, in that space, in the lower back.
Yeah, but it's classy, but, like, definitely, yes.
And he gets, the Wolfsbane modified so that the roots are twining around it.
Oh, God.
And also, Derek's name is in the shading of the Triskelly. Like, that's where Derek's name is.
It's
not on the arm, which I am envisioning there being a super corny line about something. Like, at some point, like, somebody's attacking. He's like, if I wanted to part myself from the pack, I would literally have to cut my arm off.
Oh, God.
And
everyone's like, oh, you're just being metaphorical. It's like, no, guys. Like, no.
Like, literally, your names are all on my arm.
Yeah.
And note that he can't even do that for Derek. For Derek, he would have to sever his spine.
Oh, feels.
And
And Derek traces the Triskelly with his tongue.
Yes. Well, I have a feeling he traces all the things with his tongue.
This is also true.
But that's a particular favorite. And, like, every time they're anywhere, like, Derek's hand always lands right on the Triskelly. Mm-hmm. Like they can be, like, randomly, like, wandering around outside in a park or something. And it's, like, hand on the lower back.
Yes.
Hand on the lower back.
Yes.
It's like, Derek, my dad is right hand on the lower back. Like,
yes.
Like, it's a thing. It's actually kind of a problem. But anyway, so yeah, that's sort of as far as I've gotten with Derek getting, I mean, Styles getting super tattooed. And, but I do have thoughts about, like, the fact that these tattoos could be, like, protection for him. Not the ones, I don't think the ones on on his sleeve maybe so much, but after the pack knows, like he finds a way to, like, have Wolfsbane or Mountain Ash, like, included in the ink that he uses. So, like, you know, if he gets bitten, like, if he, see, here's the thing with the tattoo.
Oh, wait, so is it protection for him or for them?
Protection for him.
Okay.
Like, so that he can't be, like, bitten and turned and whatever.
Turned, yeah.
Right? Except here's the thing. If you know where to bite him, you can bite him without, like, fear of whatever.
Of biting into Wolfsbane-flavored ink, yes.
Yeah, basically. But if you know where to bite him, you could turn him. And if you did turn him, like, I mean, the worst that would happen is all of his flesh, like, burns. Well, it's not like he ingested it, right?
I guess.
So, like, no.
Just like, oh, would, style, so
listen,
lucky.
Would not be happy. But mm-hmm. is possible. So that, like, if he was dying or whatever, and Derek right. is like, you can't leave me. And he's like, okay, Derek, bite me. And
I have this image of you, like, with puppets. Like, oh, Derek, it's okay. Like,
I was shaking yeah. my anyway. Fist with my yes. eyes closed. If I had puppets, I totally would be using puppets.
Yes.
But anyway, yes, that sort of thing. Melodramatic. And but, like, if it had to happen, it could happen without killing him.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I am getting at. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be a happy process, but it wouldn't kill him.
Yeah. See, he'd sort of get the best of both worlds of, like, both having the protection and, like, ultimately being able to be bitten should that, like, be needed as a final resort.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Hmm. Note that Peter never like, makes it into...
Because when you said protection, I was like, well... Because there are a bunch of, like, different types of, like, name magic that you can do.
Ooh.
So I was like, what if... there were protection, like, for the other members of the pack.
And he's just, like, this walking protection amulet. Like, yeah, as long as like, he's okay.
Like, it, you know, if they're in a battle or something, he can take some of their, you know, he can take some of their pain, he can take some of whatever, like, through their names in his skin.
I have, like, this amazing thing for Styles being a Bamf.
Like, I know.
Like, this insane
And, like, I'm not sure if you,
thing.
Like, because that would end up being like, magical Styles.
I don't have
maybe,
it.
Or at least magical tattoos. I guess he wouldn't necessarily have to be magical. Maybe you could, like, get a magical tattoo artist.
Yeah, I would, like, I think I would be more comfortable with magical tattoo artist, and he's just sort of the conduit through which it acts.
Yeah.
You know, and he like, can sort of control it a little, but it's not him doing anything.
Yeah. Like, oh, what, or, oh, God, maybe I'm getting a little sappy.
No,
or
do
it could be, like...
Dude, I have, like, a
like, there's emotional bonds like, there, and it's just, like, the magic is, like, strengthening them and making sure that, like, other things can go both ways, but, like, it only works if there's already a bond.
yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
God,
which would be, like, extra drama for, like, which is part of why he has, like, his dad's... name or no because he already had his dad's name but like that'll
well,
be like
he already
another reason to have his dad's name like yes. is if in case something happens to his dad like there's an extra layer of like
yes.
Styles can make like Styles would know if anything happened
if
because
we...
like if he got shot Styles would be like fucking hell like and could like take some of like that until he could get his dad to safety or something. And it would also be, like, extra pathos for his mom's tattoo.
I know.
God.
Well, I was thinking maybe, like he doesn't actually try to put any magic into his mom's tattoo. Like, that's not something he ever goes to the tattoo artist and is like, can you redo that? Like, can you re-ink this
well,
magically?
Well, like, what would it be? Like, it.
But
like, who would it be for, though?
His mom. But it just, like... Like, it happens accidentally, because nobody ever, like, he never goes to get it re-inked or whatever. Like, that was his first tattoo, and it's his mom's name, and he's not touching it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody is going to touch that tattoo with any sort of magical ink.
No.
So, but like, somehow, because of the rest of the intense magic in his arm, dude, intense magic, like... because of the rest of it, it sort of leaks over, and now every so often when he's in great amounts of trouble, like say he gets like stabbed or something, I don't know, like there's just like this super warm glowy feeling and he like he doesn't die, like he just, you know, the whole Harry Potter mother's love thing. Like,
God, it feels,
you know, like he just it's not something like, and it's not something he ever counts on or tests, but basically if he is gonna die, like because of blood loss or whatever, it just doesn't happen. Like, he always lasts just long enough to get to the ambulance.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Like, and that's how, and it wasn't on purpose. And he is not, like, I mean, he doesn't tell anybody for a very long time that it's happening.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no, did I do too many feels?
Feels.
But, yeah, I would like you to note that Peter is not on the arm.
I did note that.
Styles does not trust Peter.
No.
At all. I don't know if maybe in the future at some point he actually does end up trusting Peter, at which point Peter might go on the arm somewhere. But there would have to be a giant, giant switch in character for that to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that Styles ever would, because...
Exactly.
Like, it's not just, like, and he, like, you know, he fucked up Scott's life. He killed a whole shit ton of people.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
I think that does always make Peter a slight outsider in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even more so than normal, even if everybody else accepts him, even if Styles mostly accepts him,
there's still this extra little bit of, like,
there's this
not,
yeah, there's this
there,
yeah, there's this, you're not on his arm, you know, you're not part of the protection, you're not,
uh-huh,
like, Styles is our, basically our heart,
mm-hmm,
like our heart and soul and conscience, even though Styles
and you're not part of it.
Exactly. Even though Styles is a terrible person. But anyway, and he gets, like, boatloads of tattoos that are super sexy.
Yes.
And secret!